Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing. This is episode 396, a delight to work with. So have you ever had the feeling that you're looking forward to going to work? I get these things from employers where they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to open up my email in the morning because they're going to get an email from someone in the Philippines and it's going to make their day, right? They're going to find out how much work got done last night. And that's super awesome. For me, I mean, that's like every day, right? So for me, when I get excited to go to work, it's usually because we launched a new product and I'm excited to see what happened overnight. Like, did we bring in sales or how are things going? Are there problems or what's going on? Or when sales are ramping up, like you launch a new product and now you just launched an advertising campaign and we're seeing what happened from the advertising campaign and I'm super excited to find out what's going on. Or like if I just gave a whole bunch of new instructions yesterday and I want to see how this was received and what went on and how are things going, then yeah, I'm super excited to come to work and see what's going on. Or if I hired someone new and I guess this is similar to the previous one where I've just given a bunch of instructions and maybe they're taking something off of my plate. And today I don't have to do that thing. And that's really exciting. Even if it means, no, today I'm going to spend more time because I'm going to explain this again. That's super exciting to me because that means tomorrow I'm going to spend less time and someone else is going to be doing that thing. So those are things where it's really exciting for me to come to work. Now for you, my guess is, if you're listening to this, you like coming up with new ideas. You like solving problems. You're a driver of things. You like figuring things out and coming up with solutions, and you just don't like doing the actual work of it, which is a lot of how I am. I don't love doing the actual work. I don't want to write content. I don't want to create this thing. I don't want to look at Google AdWords or Facebook ads. I want to create solutions for how those things should work and then have other people do the work, right? And so if that's like you, you're going to love assigning things to OFS. So here's what Mike experiences with his team. Mike sent me this email recently. Hey, John, I just want to say that onlinejobs.ph has literally changed my life. I'm not a literally kind of person, but in this case, literally is the correct word. He continues, my team are all based out of the Philippines. They're loyal, hardworking, polite, and friendly. Literally a delight to work with. Thanks again. Love onlinejobs.ph and my team. From Mike. So yeah, a delight to work with. And that's really what so many people from the Philippines are. And this is a cultural thing where they want to make you happy. It's a very pleasing culture. They want to do good for you. And that's the kind of thing that can make work fun and can make it a delight to come to work because you have really good people working with you. So in the last episode, I told you about OFSguide.com. And I would still suggest OFSguide.com. If you're ready to hire someone, you just aren't sure about the process itself, onevaoa.com. I will lay out the exact process I use for hiring people. I guarantee you find someone great the first time. It is not hard. You just kind of have to know what you're doing and you can do it too. onevaoa.com.